T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI, taking you up until 6 on a Friday. Phone call 617-779-7937. Big check for Jones there. Passing with not flying colors here.
Wow, congrats on doing the bare minimum.
In week number one, yes. Every time I want to say the zero, I should be shocked is what I should be. I should get like
put a shock collar.
I should
on
get
you?
When you get yourself a new vet, just yeah. Be like, oh, and could I have like a shock collar on?
I
top
swear
of
it's not for my dog. No, I would never put that on.
It's not
my
for
dog.
My dog. Yeah, because then the vet would never call you back. Yeah, it's not like, for like, no, it's not for my dog.
It's for a human.
It's for my coworker.
I can't make the joke I want to make. Can I ride?
He's a thick-headed moron.
Probably not.
Who can't come up with a phone number. But again, we'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937.
I was going to say, I'll tell the vet it's for this other bitch.
It's not for my dog, it's for this other bitch. Got him.
I had to check with Ryan, sometimes I get in trouble.
Judges will accept the other bitch.
Oh, yeah, I think that's allowed. What Alex Cora said earlier today.
No. I don't even say that in my private life, I'm a lady.
Not allowed. And we can get to more Alex Cora later on this hour.
That's a bad one, right?
It's about as bad as it gets. But, you know, he dropped it a couple of times in that excerpt from Evan Drellick's book that we were reading earlier today. LeBron just tweeted something, I've been told. What did LeBron just tweet?
Eyeball emojis, crown emoji.
Did he quote tweet anything? Or
no.
Just on its own, eyeballs and crown?
Yes.
Okay.
So Kyrie's going to the Lakers.
We think Kyrie's going to the Lakers.
That's how I read it.
I still, okay, Megan, we asked this
Are
earlier.
Are you sure he didn't just drive by Burger King?
It was a yes or no question earlier. Does Kyrie move by the trade deadline? I answered no. I still answer no. Does LeBron's tweet change your opinion?
No. The trade deadline is Thursday.
But you said
next
Burger King?
Next Thursday.
Kyrie Irving.
I don't think so because, like I said before, I don't know if Jeannie Buss wants to go back to the well for LeBron to bring. We're talking about friends of Bill. Lakers is friends of LeBron,
yep.
And most of them have not worked out.
Yeah, you know what the difference is, though. LeBron can actually drag you to a championship if you listen to him, unlike
not Bill. Recently.
Like 3 years ago. What do you mean
not
recently?
Yeah, in the bubble. Bubble championship.
That doesn't count?
No, it's worth like 70%.
That
in
counts.
Hindsight,
that counts.
In the moment, I was one of those people who sat there and went, it's going to be so hard for them in the bubble,
oh,
blah, blah, blah.
I didn't think that.
It's going to be, that should count because it's such a special circumstance.
It definitely
we shouldn't
counts.
Treat it any different. It's a 70%.
Do you not count the seventh for Brady?
It's a 70%. Why? That's, no.
They didn't have fans like all year in the NFL. Did they at the Super
yeah,
Bowl?
Yeah, but they weren't down at Mickey Mouse Club, you know? It just feels different.
If we count seven for Brady, we should count that one for LeBron. But anyway, now we've detoured onto a side
thanks.
Topic. So, yeah, sorry about
so,
that.
So, anyway, no, I don't think, I wonder, I'm not, I haven't been following the Lakers closely enough, but the feeling that I was getting at the end of last season and the beginning, the way that this season was going with the Lakers was that they were not thrilled with GM LeBron. So, just because GM LeBron wants to reunite with Kyrie, which, by the way, the strides that those two have made in repairing that relationship since they were both in Cleveland, it would make a huge difference for the Lakers, no question. I just don't know if the Lakers want to go down that path again.
LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kyrie, can you win a championship?
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, definitely.
I think so, too.
Call Bron.
The issue is, Bron and Kyrie and Anthony Davis. I mean, the issue is the Lakers right now are 12th in the West. So they'd have a lot of ground to make up, and even if they make it up, they're low in the standings. But I guess we just saw that with the Celtics a year ago. Like, you can make up a bunch of ground. I think that has the talent to win for sure. I'll be consistent. If I thought the Nets could win, I definitely think those three could win. But they're really starting behind the eight ball. I mean, the Nets are still, as of today, a top four team in the East. And a couple weeks ago, before Durant got hurt, they were a half game behind the Celtics for the top spot in the East. So I still don't think Kyrie's going to move, but LeBron tweeting is at least making me second guess it a little bit.
Lakers are only three games back of the Mavs, who are the four seed.
So, okay. It's a good point. The West is tight. That's a good point. But that's also a lot of teams you got to leapfrog.
Yeah. True. The Mavs, though, according to Woj from Tim McMahon, he tweeted the Mavericks have had previous interest on Kyrie Irving. They're expected to explore the idea with the Nets ahead of Thursday's trade deadline. Like most teams, the Mavs have had a reluctance to make significant offers of assets for Irving.
Weird.
So that's weird. I guess it's interesting to me that in the past when Irving has tried to shake loose, that the Mavs have been one of the teams who have seriously kicked the tires, maybe more seriously than others. But I don't know. That doesn't excite me as much as the Lakers.
No. Lakers, Miami, those would be interesting. You know, if he winds up on Dallas, who is the other team that was floated earlier today? Woj had a few other teams that he floated out. That to me, or maybe it was Shams, I'm sorry. Those teams don't interest me as much. Miami would be very, very interesting. The Lakers would be very, very interesting. Phoenix and Dallas, not so much. 617-779-7937. Speaking of Woj, let's hear from him. We have a couple of cuts from Woj. Ryan, we can just play them in order. The first Woj clip on why now, out of all time, Kyrie eventually wants to get out of Brooklyn, potentially by the deadline.
Malika, Kyrie Irving wanted a commitment on a long-term contract extension before the season was over, not this summer, but ahead of this trade deadline. And the Nets have not been willing to make the kind of commitment in years and money that Kyrie Irving has wanted. This goes back to last summer when they wanted to see a consistency in not just his performance and availability, you know, but his ability to stay controversy-free, keep the focus on the team. That obviously has not happened this year after his suspension with the promotion of the anti-Semitic film on his Twitter page, and all that went into the aftermath of that. And I think the Nets' stance has been, let's continue to play. Mm. Let's try to continue to win and get to the end of the season and see where we are. But I don't think there's been enough of a body of work yet for the Nets to make the kind of commitment Irving wants.
Yeah, so I don't think they need to sign him long term, but I would do exactly what Woj said there. See it through, try to go on a run with Durant and Kyrie, and then revisit it in the offseason. That's what I would do.
How are they going to go on a run? This guy is checked out. He doesn't want to be there. He didn't want to be there at the end of last season.
But if you trade him now and you bring in Spencer Dinwiddie or Russell Westbrook or something like that, and the Nets flame out of the playoffs, you're going to risk losing Durant too. So I just try to keep it together and go on a run.
They're going to lose Durant anyway at the end of the season.
They might.
I don't think they're...
They might, but
they're not even going to be... I mean, Kyrie talks about...
The only way to salvage it is keep them together and try to go on a run. To me, that's the only way to salvage it.
The other day, he says we look like one of the teams in the way of what the Celtics are doing. They don't even look like that. Like, they just... I don't know what this guy is thinking. I don't know if this is something that he's been thinking about for weeks,
he's been thinking about it since the offseason,
or if he just woke up today and was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Well,
trade me.
In fairness with him, you never know. Did Woj have a little more on the Durant aspect of it? Again, this is Adrian Wojnarowski earlier today on ESPN.
Woj, I think the natural sort of next question that folks look at is where Kevin Durant potentially could fit into all of this.
I think that's hard to know right now, Malika. I think Kevin Durant was looking forward to playing with Kyrie Irving when he returned to see what this team could still be. The Nets certainly had an opportunity here to try to improve themselves before the trade deadline. But I think there's just, once again, uncertainty there. And I think it's difficult now for Kyrie Irving to walk back in this locker room between now and trade deadline and just go back to work. I'm told... Listen, he's been good around this team lately. I think everybody was very optimistic. He certainly had been performing at a high level, but away from the court, he had been very, I'm told, consistent and in unison with the group. He's carried a very big load and done it really well for the most part with Durant out. But that all changes today with a trade request. And I think Brooklyn has to kind of huddle and decide how they want to proceed here.
I just reject that Kyrie, this is going to be like the red line in the sand where he can't walk back into the locker room. It's like the unvaxxed thing last year, he walked back into the locker room. The anti-Semitic film, he walked back into the locker room. Like, I'm pretty sure he can walk back into the locker room, Woj. Like, I reject that. I'm sorry.
I like Woj describing him like a naughty toddler.
Right.
He's like, he's been good lately.
Oh, he's been keeping his hands to himself lately. He's not eating glue as much lately. Yeah. No, I just but like they could get past this. If they can get past everything else with Kyrie, they can get past a random trade request where he woke
do
up on the wrong side
to?
Of bed.
At what point do the Nets throw their hands up and go, fine?
I just think
like it's time to burn it down and rebuild.
It doesn't look great for them if this is where they do it, as opposed to some of the other stuff that happened.
Well,
if
this is where they realize
he's requesting a trade, and they'll say, "Hey, we did a solid by him. We're a player-friendly place. Look at us.
Yeah.
You can be in New York. We have solid ownership. Who cares about you? I mean, there's all sorts of ways you can spin it.
This isn't the first time he's requested a trade.
No. I'm saying, but at this point, they say, you know what? We knew he really didn't want to
be here. I'm saying, if they've ignored him before,
we wanted to do right by Kyrie.
Just logically, if they ignored him before and he walked back into the locker room, then they could ignore him this time and he can walk back into the locker room.
But my take is, at what point do you throw your hands up and say, like, enough with this guy?
They probably should be past that point.
He's also not going to be under contract at the end of this year. So
yeah,
walking back into the locker room only has an expiration date at this point, which it didn't in the past when he said, trade me. He said, no, you're under contract another year. We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Now it's about losing him for nothing.
The NBA losing guys for nothing isn't as bad as other sports because cap space is important. And if you're taking back a bad contract, which you have to match deal, it's not as bad to get nothing back in the NBA as it is other sports.
For that team it is, though, because that's a two-man team and the rest of the roster kind of blows. So
yeah.
Like, if you don't get anything for one of your two best players.
Well, you can try to sign a free agent there with this cap space is what I'm telling you. But what I would do is not trade him. And I just try to make a run with those two for that exact reason. They are only a two-guy team. If you're going to do anything, that's it. And if you don't do anything, Durant's probably gone too. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with all your feedback here coming up. More updates, I'm sure, on Kevin Durant. And we can still circle back to the Alex Cora stuff we began with today. Alex Cora, just the latest member of the Red Sox to have a bad offseason. We'll do that right after Trending with Christian Arkin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jones and Mega on WEEI. WEEI.
I'm sure there are teams that are pulling themselves into meetings right now to kind of discuss it. And as a reminder, this was on the table for some teams last summer. But let me just go right to the red meat because everybody wants to know about the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, the Lakers' position, from what I understand, is that they've been interested in trading for Kyrie Irving, but they're not so sure about trading for him and being, you know, obligated to give him a $200 million contract at season's end. And so if they could get Kyrie Irving for basically next to nothing expiring contracts, that would be something they would entertain. But the Nets were not really willing to entertain that. So, you know, I think we're going to see definitely the Lakers come to the fore here because we know that there is a lot of interest from LeBron James to maximize this season. Mm. Getting Kyrie Irving would obviously be maximizing this season. But they might have, you know, an issue down the hall because the LA Clippers have been the team that has been leading in the pursuit of point guards in this trade deadline market.
Well, that's interesting, is it not? The Clippers. Kyrie to the Clippers would be interesting.
I think that's a great fit for him, honestly. I think him and Kawhi, like, I think that's a good spot for him to be.
And George?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a pretty deep Clippers team. You know, when it comes to Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson and maybe John Wall, although I don't know if you need him with Kyrie Irving. I mean, the Clippers took it to the Celtics earlier this year out in L.A., on that same West Coast trip we were talking about when they faced Phoenix and the Lakers and everything else. I hadn't heard the Clippers. So that was just a quick line there from Windhorse. But basically, the Lakers have the same hang-up that the Nets have. Yeah, sure, we'd take Kyrie Irving, but do we want to pay him long-term? No.
So they take a flyer basically on this last season. His hit, his cap hit for this year, 36.9.
Remember, by the time you're acquiring him, you're two-thirds of the way into the year, mm-hmm. so it's a fraction of that.
And then he's a free agent again, so, I mean, I guess, again, it goes back to me more as a sticking point for the Nets. And it's, are you making this decision with financials in mind, or are you saying enough is enough? This guy threw an elbow into our franchise last season, continues to this season, even though we sat down with him and say, hey, are you going to be good, Kyrie? Are you going to be good for us? And he was like, yes, of course I am. And then doesn't even show up to the meeting with the ACLU or whatever
like Bart
it was.
Simpson. I'll be good.
But my point still stands, and it's Jones and Mego with Arcan, 617-779-7937, here on a Friday afternoon, taking you up until 6. My point still remains, like, if you're just getting Russell Westbrook and some second-round picks, what's the point? Like, you might as well just see it through with Kyrie. So if you're telling me you can get a lot more than that, fine.
Because you're going to get nothing.
I know,
but you're not going anywhere.
What I'm telling you is Westbrook and two second-round picks is sort of nothing, and your ceiling's higher with Kyrie than without.
Are you still of the mind that you were yesterday or the day before, that the Nets are a serious challenger
to the
Celtics?
If they just brush this off and they're like, it's crazy Kyrie requesting a trade request and he's freaking out about
like
or requesting a trade.
Like they did last year?
Yeah. And
how'd that go?
Westbrook's an expiring contract too, right?
Is he? I thought Westbrook had another year. I might be wrong about that.
I think he's done at the end of this year.
All right, so then you pick up a couple second round picks and it's still the same amount of cap space.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because to me, I just said it, your ceiling's higher with Kyrie than without him. I might as well try to go on a run and use the cap space than just have Westbrook for the rest of this year and have no shot this year to keep Durant, who you're going to lose if you don't go on
a run.
This
is Westbrook's last year.
Okay, so the cap space is the same. I'd rather have Kyrie than Westbrook.
Yeah, of course you'd rather have Kyrie than Westbrook.
Okay, well then you guys keep saying you're losing him for nothing. You're trading for a guy who would be gone, Westbrook, so that's nothing. You'd be trading him for nothing.
Do you think that's realistic?
No, you'd be trading him for Westbrook. Westbrook is better than nothing.
No, look, trust me. I'm like the biggest Westbrook guy around. Arcan knows this. Westbrook
and he sucks now.
Westbrook is basically nothing now. Yes, I love Westbrook. And
the favorite for sixth man of the year.
I've loved him for a long time. I'm a big Westbrook guy, but Westbrook is done. So that is basically nothing. It is. And so, no, that's what I'm telling. If that's all you're getting, if you could get something more legitimate that would get you to keep Kyrie, then fine. Durant, rather, then fine. Do it. Otherwise, I'm sticking with Kyrie.
So you're going to stick with him through possibly you get to what? The second round?
Yeah.
In the playoffs, and then he walks and you get nothing?
Yeah. Or maybe you go to an Eastern Conference final and Durant says, ooh, we are a piece away.
I don't think they're going
Durant's to. Durant's also under contract for 3 more years, so it doesn't really matter what he thinks about all this, does it? I mean,
sure it does.
Well, then it doesn't matter what Kyrie thinks right now.
We've seen guys force their way out because Durant, I think, has a little more leverage. Nobody wants Kyrie. People want Durant.
Well, also, the Nets are paying him about $50 million per year in total for the next 3 years. So, like, it's not like they're doing him, you know, like they have him on some friendly deal. Like, they're paying him an absurd amount of money for a guy his age, which I'm not saying he doesn't even deserve, but they got him under contract. He can make all the noise and get all upset as he wants. But if they have a chance to sort of start over and build a new team around Kevin Durant, then you get what you can for Kyrie Irving and you sort of start over next year. That's what I think you have to do.
Yeah, their biggest concern, the Nets should be keeping Durant at this point in time. Because losing Kyrie is not the end of the world if you keep Durant. If you lose them both, then what are you? I mean, then you're really in trouble.
Well, Kyrie requested the trade. I mean, what's...
Durant requested a trade.
Sure.
Okay, and they ignored it.
So they shouldn't do what Kyrie wants?
Because they have the long-term contract with Durant and he's significantly better than Kyrie. But also, I mean, look, it comes down to me that the Nets are probably not going to be able to agree on what Kyrie's value is with a trade partner. They're probably just not going to meet in the middle. And so
you think
it's
Kyrie
not going to
happen. Still be on the Nets.
But the alternative is just getting nothing. And that feels so dumb, especially with a player who then you're going to keep him around for a couple months and he's going to be disgruntled and a pain in the ass.
Getting nothing.
Even more so than he was with the Holocaust thing.
Getting nothing for Xander Bogaerts, that's
dumb.
Like
the fact that we have to talk about like the Holocaust denier
thing
tells you everything. They should move on.
No. Okay, but that's fine. But like now you're here and now you're already stuck with him through the Holocaust.
They already made their choice
film.
With that. That's
right.
True.
So so that's kind of how I look at it. It's like if you're telling me you wanted to trade him for not getting vaxxed last year, fine. Or you and letting your team down and not playing, fine. If you want to say you should have traded him after the Holocaust denial film that he was promoting, fine. This is just a trade request. They ignored it from Durant. And, you know, when it comes to moving forward with these guys, I still think the Nets, in a world, could put everything together and go on a run. They probably won't. But I think he'll be here after Thursday because Westbrook or some other garbage contract and some second-round picks wouldn't change my mind. 617-779-7937. Real quick before we get to the phones, was there more from Windhorst? I think he had a little bit more here on what was it, the long-term extension that he wanted?
And there's also another team that might be interested.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
Also, why the Nets might not be in a position to move on.
Thank you, Ryan. Yes,
and the last team I'll mention is the Miami Heat. The trade there would be Kyle Lowry, would be my guess. The issue, again, I'm not sure the Nets are crazy about taking on the $30 million on Kyle Lowry's contract. And I want to underscore one thing before I hand you the ball back. As you go to the trade machine and think about all the wonderful things that you're going to do to get the Nets stuff for Kyrie Irving, the Nets are not in position to do a rebuild. They do not control their draft going forward other than this year. And this year, they're a contender. They have Kevin Durant coming back before the All-Star break. So trading them pieces where they can tear down and go to nothing isn't a sensible strategy because they do not control their draft.
That's stupid. No, I think they're being kind of stupid. I mean, maybe if they think that if they get back Lowry, they're still on pace to do something in the playoffs, and then you're seeing the Heat in your conference, but who do they think wants Kyrie so bad?
Let me ask you this. Who scares you more? Durant and Kyrie or Butler and Kyrie?
Butler and Kyrie.
I'm with Arkan. Durant and Kyrie.
Durant and Kyrie. Durant's the best player. And I think that the other part of that is if you're worried about your draft in the next couple of years, don't be. Because if you have Kevin Durant, free agents are going to want to come play with him.
Yep, that's true.
Even at his age, they'll still do that.
They leave, like Harden.
They'll leave, but you'll be able to get free agents.
And if you trade Durant, you're going to get a bunch of first round picks. So
that will be your rebuild.
You'll have nothing else. That will be your rebuild.
Disrespect to Ben Simmons. I can't believe that.
But look, losing Bogarts for nothing—that was stupid. In the NBA, cap space is important, so I do think it's a little different.
How is this not stupid? If they let him walk for nothing.
Because you have a max cap spot to go sign somebody. I guess I'd have to look at their books. Maybe with Simmons they don't, but I guess I'd have to look at that.
Well, they can have that anyway if they trade for Westbrook and then contract expires.
So. But I already told you. But we all agree Kyrie's better than Westbrook, right?
If we're talking about still competing this year, sure. And
yes,
I guess technically they still are, but I think when the guy requests a trade right a week before the deadline, he's probably going to be checked out for the rest of the year if you don't trade him.
Well, I mean, he's probably been checked out the whole time, Kyrie, this year. And you've been able to make it work to this point, at least to a degree.
Kyle Lowry's going to be 37 at the end of his next contract.
Kyle Lowry's another guy I like, but Kyle Lowry.
I love Kyle Lowry.
Another guy who's cooked.
He's got a big, big fat butt. Like at the end of that contract, he's retiring, right?
Yeah.
My man, Kyle Lowry. I love him. I don't think he's been in shape four seasons.
What was Ryan's reaction back there when you said,
I knew it that you were a big Kyle Lowry guy just for whatever reason?
Why? I love Kyle Lowry.
No. Jones.
I know.
Without even knowing, I'm like, I bet he loves Kyle Lowry.
He's not like an evil guy.
No, and
like,
at least, I mean, a lot of people are like Marcus Smart on the high end could be a Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry is not a great shooter, but Kyle Lowry is a killer. Like, Kyle Lowry is a killer at
Marcus
the end of some
Smart
of the
games. Doesn't have the physique
no.
for Kyle Lowry.
No.
Listen, you start wolfing down box after box of wicked smarts, you will look like
that's true.
Kyle
he might.
Lowry.
That's a good point. 617-779-7937.
Late era Marcus Smart just takes on Lowry body.
Looks like Kyle Lowry.
Looking like John Baglia.
Sean is in the car on the Nets. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, guys. I think we're overlooking one key factor in this whole Kyrie trade demand thing. Is that he's consistently shown a willingness to put his own personal feelings ahead of the team and ahead of the team needs. And I think they have to trade him because I think if they don't, he's just not going to play the rest of the year. So it's not just getting nothing for him in a trade. It's literally getting nothing for him.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. People said that about Durant in the offseason, too. You have to trade him because he won't suit up. Wrong. Durant suited up. He played. So, wrong. Durant requested a trade. He played. Wrong. I don't think you're risking...
Sorry, for some reason I'm still saying Kyle Lowry in my head. Kyrie has a track record of not playing. So, what makes this different? Why, if there was anyone that I would look at and say, this disgruntled player requested a trade, the team wouldn't fulfill it, he'll shut it down, I would say Kyrie is my number one candidate.
I'd agree with you on that. Do you think if Kyrie's still on the Nets past the trade deadline, he'll shut it down and won't play? Do you actually believe that?
I would say that there's a chance. Yeah.
Okay. So you're like me.
I don't think
you're
he'll
like
do
me. There's a chance the Nets can go on a run, and you're saying there's a chance Kyrie could shut it down.
I think there's a stronger chance that Kyrie shuts it down after the trade deadline if he doesn't move than there is the Nets going on a run.
Disagree, but I'll acknowledge that neither is probably a great percentage. Neither one. We're really
we're
talking about
opposite ends of the spectrum.
We are
here.
At opposite ends of the spectrum, and we're talking about small percentages.
Arcan,
I agree
do you
with
think
that.
He shuts it down? I really didn't even. I just thought he would be a pain in the ass, but not playing. Do you think that Kyrie would shut it down if he doesn't get moved after next Thursday?
Absolutely, I could see him doing that. I mean, he basically did that last year. You know, he did it over his belief.
But
you know,
that was about his beliefs. That wasn't about his trade.
Sure, but he's shown the willingness to do it, I guess, is my point. Like, he's shown the willingness to just say,
I don't know, James,
I'm getting paid and I'm going to not play and that's it.
James Harden was another guy who people were like, he'll shut it down. He's requesting a trade, and he requested a trade and played through it, not in Houston, but he requested a trade and played through it in Brooklyn and then eventually got what he wanted.
Maybe Kyrie suddenly has an injury. Maybe he tries to take the high road, the Kawhi method of, oh man, this is really hanging around. It's not worth it for me to play through the rest of this.
Yeah, James Harden's not Kyrie. Like, you know, no one's Kyrie.
But Harden's pretty close. I mean, Harden did
to
actually.
Be a Kyrie?
Harden did shut it down in Houston.
So you're a huge Westbrook guy.
I was.
Did you ever hear the story about when Westbrook went to rejoin Harden? There's a great story. I think it might have been Sports Illustrated.
Oh, I don't think so, no.
And it was about.
On the Rockets?
Yeah, on the Rockets. So Westbrook got traded to the Rockets and it was, oh, it's this Harden-Westbrook reunion.
Call this part of the week story time.
Westbrook came in and looked at the way that Harden was essentially running the team and was like, what the hell is this? Harden would stay on road trips.
Oh yeah, and
like
go to
2 days late.
Go to strip clubs,
right,
and yeah,
to experience
just be behind
the city.
Yeah,
he'd show up to practice like 40 minutes in.
Yep.
And Westbrook was apparently, according to the story, Westbrook was losing his ever living mind because he's at the opposite end of the spectrum of that, of like, nobody's working as hard as me. I'm doing everything. At least at that point of his career. Oh my God.
So I done been to major city, the wings of fire.
So you mentioned Marcus Smart. Can I scratch one itch?
Go ahead.
Because
hey, do what you want.
We've basically gotten through the week without really arguing about Marcus Smart,
yes.
which is in some ways impressive, although the man's not playing.
Yes.
Because you are pro Smart, correct?
I mean, pro Smart.
Pro Smart, which I am as well.
I can tell by your Twitter bio.
So I read the Bill Simmons trade value chart that came out earlier today. Okay. And by the way, he has Durant as more valuable than Jaylen Brown. Just FYI. He's got Durant at 10, Jaylen at 16.
Yeah. I mean, hold on.
What do you mean? I'm the one who said I would trade Durant for Jaylen Brown. Yes. So what he's saying is,
he's not right for your situation.
People would trade Durant for Jaylen.
If you're looking at it on its face, mm-hmm. completely without any nuance or context, then yes.
The way it's set up, don't nuance me. The way it's set up
is really the bigger thing.
Player the lower numbered player, the player closer to one would be traded for the higher number, whatever. Marcus Smart at 44. I'm reading this. I'm like, all right, Marcus Smart 44. First of all, 44. After watching Boston without Smart recently, Simmons writes, I'd love to take back every might be time to trade Marcus text I ever sent my dad. You know, his dad's a big Celtics fan, too. I don't know if you knew that. His dad used to take him to games at the Garden. As well as the one I'm probably sending 14 weeks from now. By the way, there's a decent, will Marcus get his number retired in Boston argument? That's not 100% brewing yet, but it's definitely in the coffee filter. I read that and I said, I'm not going to kick and scream about Marcus Smart too much, but since we brought him up, I mean, I actually don't think it's crazy they'd retire his number here. I disagree with it, and I wouldn't retire it, but, like, could the Celtics retire his number?
He has Cade Cunningham behind Marcus Smart.
They retire everything. I know, it's a terrible list.
I'm getting distracted.
I only like Durant over Jaylen Brown. Everything else I don't like. But the whole retiring numbers, I mean, the way they retire numbers, sure, they could retire his number. It'd be silly.
Might retire for Shaq.
Right, but a lot of the numbers they've retired, that's stupid. They retire stupid numbers all the time, so sure, I could see them retiring Marcus Smart's number.
You better not retire Marcus Smart's number before you retired Ray Allen's number. I'll say that much.
They shouldn't retire Ray Allen's number.
They should retire Ray Allen's number.
Ugh.
Because it's supposed to represent the era of those Celtics. Why? Because he's a traitor? You don't like Ray Ray?
No, I think, well, I mean, somewhat, but I also just think he's just fake. And
you know why I love Ray?
Why?
He can't stop talking. When you interview him, he'll talk forever.
He does.
Like, this is so good.
He does go on for a long
time. Won't say a word. You're just going to keep going, aren't you?
No, he's just so fake. Like, he's just like, oh, I'm Mr. Polished, and oh, I'm Mr. Good Guy. And then meanwhile, he's just like, you know, sending DMs on the side. I'm such a family man, sending DMs on the side to chicks and then being like, oh, I got hacked. Like, I don't know.
If Marcus Smart is on two championship teams, should he get his number retired?
Should he? No, but he probably would.
Well, I'm asking should. For you to have his number retired?
For him to be good. For him to be a good all-time great Celtic, which he's not.
How about an all-star team?
Yeah.
Like, you know, right. Maybe
so
make
if
an
he makes an NBA all-star team, he gets to have his
maybe
number
he
retired?
Maybe makes like three all-star
but like that,
teams.
But that would be like
what if he's defensive
like,
player of the year?
That would be like a good bar to clear.
What if he's defensive player
no.
of the year
he already
twice?
Was.
No.
Three times.
Don't care.
Marcus Smart, the heart and soul of the Boston Celtics.
Because I don't care about
should Utah retire Rudy Gobert's number? You know,
I don't think that there is anything that could make you agree with retiring his number. So I'm not sure why you wanted to start this debate.
No, I wanted to bring it up because it's not crazy the Celtics would retire because they retire everything.
I can't believe Cade Cunningham is 45 on this list behind Marcus Smart. This is crazy.
Is he hurt? I'm trying to remember. Is he hurt? I can't remember. But maybe that's part of the reason he got knocked down a peg.
Got Kawhi Leonard at 40.
In the meantime, yeah, he's barely ahead of Marcus
Smart.
How
much of this has to do with the salary?
So look, I mean, we're undercutting my Durant Jalen thing now by pointting out how porous this list is in other areas. David.
Cade Cunningham, super hurt.
He's hurt. David's in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
So, Jones, Mr. Jones, what is it with you and Kevin Durant coming to the Celtics? Celtics fans don't want him here. They don't need Durant.
So false.
Why would we want him here? Why?
If the Celtics traded for Durant, you would call in and say it was a stupid move?
It is a stupid move.
Okay.
Even to think about it.
I just
he
don't
would be a good move.
I believe fans say that today. I believe if the Celtics got Durant, they would be throwing parades.
I'm actually not sure because the age thing and the injury history. I do think that Celtics fans would be enthusiastic, but I also believe there would be a vocal minority who would be saying, you seriously mortgaged our future and maybe a couple other championships
for
this guy who's on the downslope.
For all
of
intents
his
and
career.
Purposes, the Celtics have won one championship in my lifetime. Like, you know, I used to say this to our pal Greeny all the time, Arkan. It's like, I don't know why you act like you were alive for all the Celtics. Basically, for your life, the Celtics have won one title. So, like, winning one more title, that's not like something they do every year.
Jones.
They basically only won one in my life. So getting another one would be significant. And why am I worried about a mythical future when you can win a championship?
They're the Notre Dame of the NBA. I mean, like, all the championships
right.
are of another era.
A lifetime ago.
And the fans wear shamrocks, and they're annoying. And trust me, I come from a Notre Dame family, so I'm allowed to say that. I've had it my whole life. But that's what I agree with that. It's not easy to win a championship, but I do think that this group has the reason that Wick is willing to say we're going to throw the bag at anybody is because they have their sights on three.
And to answer David, the only reason it came up is because if Kyrie wants out and teams are inquiring about Durant and his future, we think the Celtics were a team inquiring on Durant last offseason, so they'd inquire again. That's how that came back up. 617-779-7937. We'll wrap things up coming up next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI. This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
We're wrapping up week one. Jones and Mego with Arkan here on WEEI. We've been taking your phone calls all day at 617-779-7937. That's my number one. That's my number one homework assignment for the weekend. Practice that. Yes, Mego.
Latest from Steve Bolpet, my former coworker, now with Heavy.com. He says, Kevin Durant was said to be laughing after the Nets practice Friday. League sources have told Heavy Sports reports of Kyrie Irving asking to be traded before next Thursday's NBA deadline caught the club quite by surprise. Quote, people are walking around like, what the F just happened? It's crazy. A source close to some of those in the organization said, crazy. But we've seen it before, so nobody should be that surprised. Crazy.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel. Maybe they got blindsided by it. I bet Kyrie's known for a while what he's wanted to do, but...
There's another little part of this at the end of the same bullpen piece. A player source who knows Irving suggested his latest move is designed to force the club's hand and keep him in Brooklyn. Let's see how it plays out, he said. What if this is just Kyrie trying to make them give him the extension? Imagine that, and what if he gets it? It would be a new technique for everybody. If you want a chance to win, you pay me. If you don't, go bleep yourself.
I mean, that sounds... That sounds like businessman.
That sounds like Kyrie.
Arcan, you have to read it the right way. Imagine that, huh? Can you imagine that?
See where I can continue to prepare better and lead a better example out there.
That's what he's going to be doing. He's going to be a leader, that's for sure. All right, so do we have some other people weighing in on this. We played you some Woj this hour. We played you some Brian Windhorst. This hour, we have some Kendrick Perkins as well.
Yeah, Kendrick Perkins, quick question. What is your reaction to the latest on Kyrie Irving?
What reaction? This is Kyrie Irving, a guy that you cannot trust. Didn't Kyrie Irving just say that Kevin Durant is his best friend, right? So where's the loyalty, right? If that's your best friend, I don't want that. Give me an enemy. For the simple fact that when you look at how Kevin Durant has been riding for Kyrie Irving since they arrived in Brooklyn, Grant standing behind them through whatever his beliefs were, whatever he was doing, riding with him over James Harden. Kyrie Irving is the reason that James Harden left. And now we get to this point with his contract, right? And now all of a sudden, the Brooklyn Nets didn't match or agree to what Kyrie wanted them to agree upon. But 2 years ago, didn't the Brooklyn Nets try to give him, Kevin Durant and James Harden, a contract extension?
Yes.
Didn't Kyrie Irving turn it down?
And James, yes.
And James Harden. Okay, so now we get here. You have a stretch over a two-week period where you've been playing outstanding basketball. Now all of a sudden, that same contract that they had for you that you turned down, you want them to put that right back in front of your face again? And don't come give me all this about, oh, they can trade them to the Lakers for Russell Westbrook. First of all, the Brooklyn Nets don't have to do a damn thing. They need to do what's best for the Brooklyn Nets. But again, we're here, supposed to be celebrating Jordan. This is supposed to be MJ Day.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
two,
we're
three.
Here dealing with Kyrie Irving again.
2-3-23.
How dare he on MJ Day?
Yeah, on MJ Day of all days.
And Truck Day.
I know, and Truck Day, no less. I normally agree with Perk, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I agree with him. They're the Nets. They don't have to do anything. That's exactly how I feel. That's how I
felt.
Right,
if that's your best friend, I don't want that. Give me an enemy.
That's how I felt at 2 o'clock. The only thing I think Perk messed up there, or I would quibble with, is he's like, oh, well, this is what Kyrie Irving wants. It's Kevin Durant, who is Perk's guy. Kevin Durant just requested the same thing in the offseason is all I would point out to Perk. But overall, this is how I felt it too. It's still how I feel now. The Nets don't have to do anything.
So should the Nets extend Kyrie then?
He'll still be on the Nets. No. No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
I wouldn't pay him right now.
So you still want him to leave at the end of the year?
Why can't you see it through? If you trade him now, you can't potentially sign him at the end of the year.
I know, so why not just extend him now?
Because I want to see how it goes. Okay. Not trading him allows me to see how it goes. I feel like I've said that every 10
if
minutes since
plays.
The show started. If he plays, fair. If he plays.
Kendrick Perkins also might be my all-time favorite person as far as when it comes to making fun of Kyrie Irving.
When you're talking about Kyrie Irving, listen, Greeny, if you take Kyrie Irving's brain and put it in a bird right now, guess what that bird is going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fly backwards.
Backwards.
It's an all-time line.
Backwards Great. Is what it's going to do. We all know what he meant. So, look, I mean, I do feel that way. They don't have to do anything. But Perk says a little more colorfully and a little more entertaining than I put it. Meanwhile, we also had, do you remember the video? I think we played some of the video of Joey Bosa, who I said his face looks like a Bradley Cooper's face melted.
Oh, yes, Joey Bosa being very whiny during...
Yes, with the Eagles fans, you said you have a snippet of that, Ryan, of Joey Bosa being whiny?
No. This is Joey Bosa's post-game after he had the 15-yard
penalty. I got mixed up what we were having here. I'm sorry.
And he got very, very cross at the officials because how dare they give him a penalty.
Let's hear it.
I need to be more accountable for my actions, obviously, but it's... It's a heated game, and I'm hurting out there. I'm playing on half a leg. I'm getting dragged to the ground, whatever. Could hurt me, along with screwing our team. And, yeah, maybe some of them weren't as blatant as I thought, but I don't know. It's I think there just needs to be more accountability on I mean, if I say something to them, I get a $40,000 fine. But if they blow a call that ruins an entire team's season, they get to, they're probably back in the locker room after the game, like, I got that. got him.
Probably for you.
Yeah. Guess I'm too dull to be around.
We heard from, obviously, Joey Bosa does not appreciate how the referees are calling him and his penalties. Max Crosby was on, I believe it was Bussin' with the Boys, Taylor Lewin's podcast, with I think it's Will Compton. Max Crosby has a completely different philosophy on how these things are handled. And I think when he mentions a certain someone, I think we can all connect the dots and figure out who exactly Max Crosby was talking about.
A couple games ago when f***ing dude had a meltdown and blaming the refs, and I see dudes blaming, well, f***ing old linemen hold all the time, refs don't call it. Like, I'll never be that guy, bro. I think that's, you know, like that is so weak to me. Like, you're going to get held. Like, I know I get held all the time, bro. You watched the Rams last drive against us, bro. I was getting literally tackled.
Literally.
But I'm not going to go and double down and go look like a little fucking crybaby. You know what I mean? That's not me.
15 yards, what a loser.
It's not him. Max, I got to be honest. I like that attitude from Max Crosby.
Yes.
I wish the Celtics did that.
I'll never be that guy, bro.
I wish the Celtics were a little more like Max Crosby and a little less like Joey Bosa.
Never be that guy, bro.
Never going to be that guy, bro.
Never going to be that guy.
Well, this defensive end goofing has been brought to you by Cars for Kids. Don't waste time trying to get rid of your old or broken car. Stop it. Cars for Kids is the easiest and fastest way to donate your car and get a tax deduction. Go to carsforkids.org today. Of course, that is Cars spelled with a K.
Okay. Week in the books. I feel okay about it. Pretty successful. We'll be back for more.
Maybe.
Starting on Monday. Maybe. Fingers crossed. Back for more.
Survive this cold snap.
On Monday starting at 2. That's right. Everybody bundle up and make sure you get in line for the Rich Keefe Show. 617-779-7937. You can talk to him coming up next.